With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What are you guys doing here?
What are you doing here? Wait, are you doing a podcast right now?
Welcome to the Rob and Holly Show podcast.
Freeland!
What's up?
What up, dude?
How you guys doing?
Good.
I want to jump right into this drama that is happening. What happened at this airport? Tell what happened. What is this story? I saw that and I was like, you know,
literally, like, so
I could see myself saying something like that, but when you're working as a security, I don't think you're supposed to say that.
You know how like they have those little body scanners, not the one that you have to stand there in that position, but the one where you can just walk through like with your shoes on, right?
Yeah.
The person in front of me who was in my party walked through, and then it was a woman who was working at the gate, and she was like doing something else. And so I was like, okay, I'll just walk through, and if I don't beep, then we're good. And so I just like walked through, and she could have just been like, yo, you're not allowed to do that. Go back. But she was like, I'm going to punch you in the chest. And I was like, what?
Excuse me?
Yeah. I literally was like, what are you talking about? And she was like, I'm just saying, like, I'm going to punch you in the chest. And I was like, and then my tour manager was with me. She was like, are you threatening him? Are you making a threat? She was like, no, like, it's a figure of speech. And I'm like, no, it's not.
Never heard that in my life.
I've never heard that one in my life. I'm pretty hip. I know a lot of phrases. That's a new one.
You did not say that, though, did you? Uh-huh. I'm pretty hip. I know lots of phrases.
No, I didn't say that. It's not after on my list. Fact. I'm just like, I've never heard that one.
I've heard, like, I'm going to throat punch you. That's the thing, is it?
Maybe, but do you say that as a TSA agent?
That sounds pretty aggressive. That sounds more aggressive than.
No,
that's
but
really
I have.
Aggressive.
But it's funny that you have that, because I've gotten the attitude once where I wait and I go, oh, like I'm waiting to be let in or whatever. And they're like, come on. And I was like, but yeah, I'm trying to do the right thing here. Like I'm waiting for there's nothing right, I guess is my point sometimes. Right. Can't please everybody all the time.
Does anybody know anyone that is a TSA agent? Does anyone know anyone?
I don't know anyone personally, no.
Well, because it seems, and neither do I.
You sure made an impression on her, though, didn't you?
Normally, you would know who knows someone who knows one of those people, but I think it's a requirement to be really angry all the time to work there, to do that.
They're only hanging out with each other. But I would love to have some positive encounters with the people at TSA. So if you guys are out there and you happen to see me coming through the airport, you know, maybe like a high five or just like a, you know, how you doing? Have a nice day. It goes a long way.
I think that's good. I feel like at airports too, they're so incredibly stressful. Just the energy in general is like, every time I go there, I'm like, what is happening? So it's
a lot of anxious energy because people are worried about missing flights. Some people are nervous to fly. Some people are, you know, have long trips and business that they're trying to attend to. They might have delays. There's a lot of things that could stress you out. And that energy is magnified over, you know, 1,000 people in one space at one time. So even if you come into the airport super chill, if the energy at the airport isn't, you're not going to be able to avoid it.
Well,
and
we
by
only,
the way, this is why we like you, because you have really amazing energy.
I was going to say, we only know you for positive energy only. I didn't think you're capable of having any negative energy.
No,
thank
you're always
you. Yeah,
positive.
I try to come correct.
If you come to the Detroit airport, you will find in the Delta main terminal a piano player that is very nice and a giant gumball machine. I feel like both of those are very positive.
I had a layover at DTW literally 3 days ago, and it was a very pleasant experience.
Oh, this is so good. So congratulations, by the way, on the album.
Thank you.
So many. Okay, let's take a little listy loo of all the like superstars that you have on here as well. Ingrid Andress, Thomas Rhett, Lady A, Keith Urban.
Why do you keep talking that way?
I don't know. It was fun. I just thought it was fun.
Hey, come on, man. Let it get on.
Because every time I say Keith Urban, my mom's voice jumps into my head and she yells Keith Urban because she's so excited about Keith Urban.
Yeah.
Can you tell us? I feel like we know how you got together with Keith Urban, but how did you get together with Ingrid Andress?
Yeah, Ingrid's a buddy of mine. We run in similar circles. The young artists in Nashville all kind of know each other and keep up. And we've written together a couple times. And one of the times that we wrote, we just ended up writing this song, Here For It, which opens the album. And Here For It initially was a song that we were thinking about for her album. So she was singing verse one and the chorus. And then I was singing verse two, but then didn't end up making it on her project. I was like, I love this song. Can I use it? And so we just did a couple keys. And then I did the chorus in verse one and she took verse two.
That's so cool. That's awesome.
Yeah. I'm wondering, with everything going on, I'm surprised to see you. Are you at home right now?
I am at home right now. Very briefly. This has been like a kind of hectic day.
Yeah.
I guess, you know, the last real day before the album. So I'm trying to like do what I can.
He's talking to us and probably with this hand, he's like packing a bag. Cause you're going like, on tour, right? You're touring.
We've been on the road all summer. Honestly, this is the first year that I've had a bunch of shows. You know, we're playing over 100 shows this year and I've never done that before. Last year we played literally 20 shows. So it's a major, and the year before that, nothing. And the year before that, nothing, and so on. So this has really been the first real year of like diving into touring headfirst and having shows every weekend. This week for album release is the longest that I will have been in Nashville since May. And I'm only here for and a half days.
Oh my gosh.
When did you find out that like you're gonna do that many shows in a year? Do you have time to prepare for that?
They just kind of kept piling up. You know, obviously country music is a genre that's built on live music. There's a million different festivals, state fairs, county fairs, and then you know, some opening slots and some headline shows that we're doing and some radio shows that we're doing. And I approach radio shows a lot differently than most people. Most people will come in, do like 3 to 5 acoustic songs and leave. If there's a crowd of people, like if we do it at a bar or something, I'm giving them at least an hour because, you know what I mean? Like, why not? Like, I love what I do. And if people, like, that's been the most effective thing for us is being able to play these shows and people getting to see the energy and feel like we're getting to know each other and they get to know the music on a more intimate level. I'm always trying to create those opportunities. So while I didn't go into the year being like, wow, I'm probably going to play a ton of shows, I'm super grateful to be playing a bunch of shows because I'm learning a lot and we're building an audience.
One of the dates I'm talking about is going to the UK. Have you been touring overseas already?
Yeah, we went to the UK for the first time as a band back in March and we played their big country festival out there, C2C. And it was such a successful trip for us in terms of like, we just made a lot of fans and a lot of those people came back over here for CMA Fest. So these are like super country super fans out in the UK. They know every word. By the last day of our shows out there, like truly they knew all of my songs and I've never experienced anything like that still. So we're going back over there with Russell. He also was at that festival and had a great time. So it should be a good couple weeks run.
Yeah. So Cross Country is the album. And I noticed you said like you wait for your entire life for this moment, like all the hard work. What can you wrap your head around the feeling that you have right now for putting out your very first, your debut album?
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot of excitement. Not really any nerves because I'm not nervous about it. I believe in the music and it's coming regardless. So it's not like I'd be like, hey, I'm pulling the plug. We need to change. It's like, no, I've found peace with the project. I think it's really, really good. Every song brings a slightly different flavor of country music, you know, and that's the goal of the project. So everything is rooted in country. There are a couple songs that are going to be more straight down the middle, traditional country right now. But there are also a few songs on here that aren't really all that country at all, other than maybe a lyric or the fact that we're telling a story. And I think that's okay. The goal of the project was to try to build a bridge between country music and everyone else. And hopefully those bridges will stand the test of time.
I really like that. That's really cool. I feel like just to go back to the UK, it's always surprising to me that Europe embraces country music so much. I'm always like, huh, I thought they're all about Tally Ho and I don't know.
You don't expect it. And it's because, like, culturally, a lot of country music fans here have some type of geographical tie or cultural tie to country music, or some type of familial tie where they've been listening to this music because their great grandparent listened to this, and their grandparent and their parents, and like they grow up on it. Whereas in the UK and elsewhere in Europe, a lot of times, you know, elsewhere in Europe, especially, English is their second language. They don't live on farms. They don't drive tractors. They don't drive trucks. They don't do any of the things that would allow them to connect to a lot of the music from a cultural perspective, but they connect with the music on an emotional level. And I think that's why I've seen so much success in the UK and in other places, because they're connecting just with the lyric and the personality of the artist, and connecting in a different way than people out here might, where there is some gatekeeping that goes on with, like, well, how country are you? You know, like, you're from New Jersey, you wear sneakers, you know, like there's always this like question of like the authenticity of someone's country. But, you know, out there, you don't really get a lot of that, and people just kind of vibe with the music. So it's refreshing.
Speaking of family, by the way, your whole family is musical. Did I see a video? Is it with your family or what?
Yeah.
What did I see?
It depends so what you saw.
I'm sad I wasn't born into a musical family, like just talent oozing out of every family member. That's so cool.
Yeah. Well, I grew up in a house where if you couldn't find the fourth harmony part, you weren't going to be allowed to participate at all. So, you know, definitely a lot of early years of like ear training, whether I really wanted to or not. But I've grown a deep love and appreciation, obviously, for music and for being a vocalist first and foremost, and being a musician as well. And I credit my family with that a lot, because they really put me through the ring. I was not like the most talented kid. Like sometimes, you know, you see these, you know, superstars now and up and coming artists where you like look back and you're like, wow, this kid was a superstar vocalist. I wasn't. I was a special kid in that I thought about things a lot differently than other people. And I was kind of years ahead of my time on certain things, but I was not the most developed singer as a kid. And I feel like having some of that pressure from them for me to get to that point, when I eventually got it, I really got it, you know.
How'd they what's your family think of everything going on, like being on the Today Show and all this awesome stuff happening?
Yeah, they're on the Today Show, on CBS Mornings with Gayle King. I mean, they are their own little celebrities in the making. I feel like they've played such a major part in raising me and instilling me with certain values that I owe a lot to them. So I want them to get as much shine as possible. You know, I think they're really incredible people. They're great musicians, but they're just lovely parents and a support network for me. So anyone who supports me probably also should support them, because they've been supporting me for the longest.
Yeah.
Is there one thing though that you've done that they're like more excited maybe about, that like means something to them a little bit more? Like when we interviewed Garth Brooks for my mom's like, you've really made it. Like, she really was proud of me then.
Yeah. I love Garth. He's a friend of mine. I would say that for my parents, I don't know. I mean, they're excited about all of this stuff, but there are certain things that resonate more with their generation. Cause I could be like, yo, this video just went viral on TikTok, or I'm on the front page of Twitch or something like that. It means nothing to them. But it's like, oh, wow. Like, you know, you were on the Today Show, or you were on Good Morning America, or you were on the CMAs. That is like something that they understand television. So, you know, there are a lot of things that we do outside of that realm that I think are just as effective, if not often more effective, in terms of reaching an audience that's going to come out and buy the music and download the music and come out and buy the merch and stuff. But it is cool to have some of those bigger looks that they can understand and post on their on their feeds. They came to the CMT Awards with me this past year and came on the carpet and did a couple interviews with me. And I think they were excited to be there. I ended up not winning any CMT Awards that night, but it was good to have them there to support. And in general, they're just good energy to be around.
Congratulations. CMA nomination, by the way. It's good timing for everything right now too. That just came out. So you have that musical event of the year.
Yep.
Yes.
That's cool. Beers on Me. Beers on Me is one of those songs that's just kind of the gift that keeps on giving. I've experienced so many firsts with that song. First time being on the road because of that song. First time at country radio. First time going number one. First time playing the CMAs last year, and now, you know, first CMA nomination, all because of Beers on Me. So for Dierks to have had the foresight to open another verse up on the song for me when he clearly didn't need to do it, it's exciting. It's you know, it means a lot to me that someone of his caliber would reach out to a completely new artist who's never been to country radio and put him on a song. He's a really, really good dude, and he's believed in me from really early on. So hopefully we can bring the award home. But honestly, the biggest win is being able to do what I love to do with some incredible people. And the recognition is nice, but I would love it regardless.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. We just want to know who makes you laugh, like a stand-up comedian or movie person,
whatever. My dad makes me laugh probably more than anybody. He's really funny. I'm occasionally funny, but I'm also like sometimes intense. So it just depends, not intense necessarily, but like I can have the real conversations. He's kind of just like always on goofball mode. So,
he's got dad jokes. He's
one of the funniest people that I know. He's hilarious.
Okay.
Do you, what's the last, Netflix comedy special you watched though?
I watched one of this guy. What was his name? 2 days ago, Sam Morril.
Okay.
Sam Morril. I'm so bad sometimes. Yeah.
He's funny, and he's a smart funny. So it really depends. Like I can appreciate a lot of different types of humor. He's very deadpan, very like wraps all his jokes up nicely with like a punchline, and he'll set up a story and you don't know where it's going. And then he wraps it up. He's really good at that. It was a great watch.
Yeah. Congratulations again. We're super excited for the debut album. We've been rocking your stuff for a while now, but now we get to have, like you said, all the comedy thing. It's all wrapped up in a nice little package now.
Yes. we're giving you guys a nice little package, and I'm excited for you to hear it.
Well, thank you so much, Brilliant. And thank you for all the hard work that you're doing and bringing us music. We appreciate it so much.
Aww, thanks for saying that. It's very sweet.
All right. Well, thank you.
Right. Have
a great day. We'll
see you guys soon. All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Rob and Holly Show podcast. Follow us at Rob and Holly Show and listen weeknights on Odyssey Country and the free Odyssey app. AUDACY.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.